online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, is Lucy Hickmott.
A man arrested on suspicion of murder after the body of a 32-year-old woman was found on the M20 near Ashford has been released on bail. He was detained after handing himself into police on Wednesday night following the discovery the previous evening. Officers still want to hear from anyone who saw a silver Nissan Qashqai on the London-bound carriageway.
KMFM News.
Stephen Fry says he's had surgery for cancer. In a video message on his website, he revealed he had a procedure to remove his prostate and 11 lymph nodes in January. The broadcaster says it seemed to go pretty well. He's explained he made the discovery after going to get a flu jab, which led to further examinations.
Cancer, you know, in the end, that's a word that just rings in your head. Cancer, I've got cancer. I went around saying to myself, I've got cancer. Good heavens, Stephen, you're not the sort of person who gets cancer. I mean, I know it's an old cliche, but you don't think it's going to happen to you. Cancer is something that happens to other people.
A Ramsgate man who attacked a woman twice within 10 days, leaving her with multiple injuries, has been jailed for 3 years. Nathan Galvin from Clements Road pulled a clump of his victim's hair out during the first assault last October. He later repeatedly punched and kicked her. The 29-year-old has been described by police as a danger to women. More support's being offered to former soldiers in Kent who end up getting in trouble with the police as they try and return to civilian life. Officers have teamed up with an armed forces charity to identify veterans in custody and make sure they get the right help. Simon Sanderson is chair of the Kent branch of SAFA.
Sometimes they get into these circumstances through no fault of their own, say lonely, disowned by their families. Quite important, this is a large swathe of people, the numbers we don't know, who actually may require support having got into the criminal justice system.
Two men are due in court later accused of trying to burgle a home in Chatham. Police were called to a property in Somerset Close yesterday morning and later arrested a 34 and 33-year-old. Forecasters have issued a weather warning for snow in Kent as we look to be hit by the so-called beast from the east. Winds from Siberia will start to pick up over the weekend with temperatures struggling to get much above freezing. The Met Office say the snow's likely to become persistent from late Monday afternoon and will continue throughout Tuesday with up to 10 centimetres falling in some parts.
Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Football and Gillingham travel to take on Bury this weekend, looking to continue their build on their midweek performance. They fall back to secure a 1-1 draw against Shrewsbury Town on Tuesday and are now 11th in League One. Tomorrow's opposition are currently bottom of the table, but Gill's boss Steve Lovell says that doesn't mean it'll be easy.
I think Bury have got players who individually can win games, so we've got to be mindful of that and obviously take care of them. But they're a very good footballing side.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.